Time now at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, for some NFL news and notes. And we always look forward to visiting with the legendary NFL coach Dan Reeves, who spent a total of 23 years in the league as a head coach. He had a 16-year career with the Dallas Cowboys, 5 as a player, 3 as a player coach, and 8 as an assistant. And did you know that Dan Reeves owns the distinction of participating in more Super Bowls, that a total of 9, than any other individual in NFL history? Good evening, Dan. It's nice to have you back.
Lisa, how you doing? It's great to be on with you.
Wonderful. Well, we've invited you back on the show. We want to get your thoughts on a number of the teams around the league, of course, the Cowboys and the Broncos. But first of all, we want to, from Yahoo Sports Radio, just extend congratulations to you on your recent induction into the Broncos Ring of Fame that was well-deserved. Two former Bronco icons, Gene Mingo and Rick Upchurch, went in on that very special day.
Well, it's just a reflection, really, of, as a head coach, you know there's an awful lot of people that are responsible for you being able to receive that award. You know, it starts with ownership, and Edgar Kaiser hired me there as the head coach, and then when Pat Bowlen took over, continued to keep me there as a head coach. I was fortunate enough to be there 12 years, 2 great owners, and then it, you know, goes right on down from there to front office people and a lot of great secretaries, a lot of great, you know, front office people that helped us, you know, reach the heights that we did. And then you have coaches that certainly had a huge part in it, and you got to have surround yourself with great players. So just an awful lot of people that, you know, I realized when I was inducted that, you know, there's a lot of people that I owed an awful lot to, and really appreciate, you know, all the people that I was fortunate enough to work with.
Did you have an opportunity to catch up with John Elway when you were out there?
Yes, I did. You know, of course, John doing a great job there as the general manager, and, you know, got to spend some time. You know, when you win over 100 games, he was one of the big ones.
Sure.
That was responsible for, you know, being able to receive that award. And, you know, John and I, you know, were able to touch base again for the first time in a long time. And it was great to, you know, great to visit with John and be with him.
We are talking to Dan Reeves, the former head coach of the Denver Broncos, tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, spent 23 years as a head coach in the NFL with the Broncos, the Giants, and the Atlanta Falcons. And I got to ask you, I mean, the last team you coached was the Falcons in 97. Dan, what do you miss the most about coaching?
Well, it's the camaraderie that you have with coaches. You know, you are in the trenches with them every single day, and then the relationships that you have with the players. And, you know, it's just, you know, you can't simulate the type of competition that you receive by playing and coaching in the National Football League. I can play golf all day and never will come close to getting that same feeling that I did when that national anthem is played and your heart starts racing, you know, getting ready to play an NFL game.
You talk about the relationships, that camaraderie with your players, but what is the one thing that you don't miss, Dan?
Well, releasing people. I think any coach or CEO will tell you the worst thing about your job is having to make decisions that affect, you know, people's lives, and it's not just the players, it's family and everybody. You know, and a lot of times, you know, as a head coach, you're releasing a player that has really helped you, you know, win a lot of football games and, you know, been an integral part of your organization, and all of a sudden you got to come in and tell them you're going to go in a different direction. And, you know, the salary cap has, you know, made that even more difficult because it used to be, you know, just based on talent, you know, who could you find that was going to replace somebody from a talent standpoint. Now they add salary cap to it and, you know, how much money they're making, all kind of things enter into it now. And it's done the year round. It used to be just in training camp and through preseason, you know, you'd have to make those decisions, but now it's year round.
You know, Dan, when you step back and you review the past 10 to 15 years in the league, what stands out the most in your mind that has changed? I mean, we've obviously seen an offensive renaissance that has taken place. I mean, how do you view that?
Well, there's no question that the rules have definitely gone to help the offense. You know, even when you look at it and talk about rules changes as far as pads are concerned, you know, how many practices you can have in pads. You know, the only way you can become a really good defensive team is to practice full speed and tackle full speed. And, you know, those days are over. And
right,
now,
right.
You know, it's very difficult to be a good defensive team when you can't even practice it and you play very little you know, in preseason, and all of a sudden, you know, come into the regular season, and you know, you may have a real poor tackling defensive team, and there's no way you can work on it to try to get better. The only time you tackle is in a game.
Dan Reeves is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, legendary coach, and we were talking about now. Let's talk about his former team, the Denver Broncos, and what has been your overall impression so far? What they've shown you, because they are finding ways to win.
Well, that's true, and you got a quarterback that probably stuck it to none. If you had to pick one of the all-time greats, he would have to be in your top three, you know, for sure. And Peyton does a great job of being a coach on the field, gets you out of a lot of bad play situations and puts you in a good play situation. And, you know, when you're calling plays, you know, you always want to try to hope that you're putting your team in a good situation. When you have a quarterback that can change those things, you know, it gives you a chance on every single play. And Peyton does a great job with that. And then John Fox has done a really good job of putting a good coaching staff. Jack Del Rio is the defensive coordinator. You know, they've got, just a heck of a system there. John has done a great job of getting them some free agents as well as draft choices. And, you know, it's hard to stay on top, but they made some really good decisions. You can't say enough about the gutsy call that John Elway made, in signing Peyton Manning, because,
oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely,
there are a lot of questions of whether he's going to ever be able to play again, particularly when you're talking about a quarterback's passing arm, and, you know, it's paid huge dividends.
You know, you mentioned talking about John Elway. It's obviously so critical to have that savvy quarterback. They have that. The Broncos have that in Peyton Manning. I got to ask you, how many more years does he have left in the tank? I mean, how much longer is he going to be around?
You know, that's a difficult question, because most of the quarterbacks that, I've played with, the quarterbacks that I coached, you know, it gets to the point that it's not that they can't still play or couldn't still play. It's just that they don't want to pay the price you have to pay in the off season to get yourself ready to play. And people don't realize, what a grind that is, you know, in the off season when you're not going to play a game for 6 months, to have to be out there to where you're doing a great job of preparing yourself, you know, getting ready for a season. So, as long as it's fun for Peyton, I think he'll continue to play, because physically he's kept himself in great shape. And, you know, as long as that offensive line holds up front and doesn't get him hit too many times, you know, he can certainly play for several more years.
Legendary coach Dan Reeves is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Let's move ahead. Let's talk about my team, and that is the Dallas Cowboys. What were your projections for the Cowboys coming into this season? Because I think that they have exceeded expectations on many different levels, and I'm certainly encouraged. Are you?
Well, I am encouraged, but I didn't think going into the season that, they were going to be, as good as they seem to be right now. But when you look at it, they built a standing offensive line. If you look back at Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, those days, they had a tremendous offensive line. And they've done a great job of drafting some, really good offensive linemen. Now DeMarco Murray is running with the ball. That takes a lot of pressure, off of, the passing game. And that can help Tony Romo, considerably, because he's not put back there where he has to throw the ball. When he doesn't want to, you come up there and, they have to play a lot of eight-man fronts to try to stop the running game, and that leaves them in some difficult situations outside, and Tony can take advantage of those things. And the offensive line is, paying huge dividends. And then defensively, they've stepped up and really have played extremely well defensively. I think this is certainly going to be one of the big tests for them coming up, but, defensively, they've done a great job.
Well, they've certainly made a statement that the Cowboys are a team that cannot be overlooked. And, of course, Dan Reeves has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to have you back on again, because we do want to talk about just some of these off-field issues and how there's been a lot of criticism in the NFL right now and how they're not getting it right, but hopefully they are going to. So, Dan, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Alicia. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. Stay close.